The ultimate destination for pilgrims was, aspirationally, Bardsey Island, in Welsh, Ynys Enlli. But on arriving on the west coast and looking across the swirling waters of Bardsey Sound, Sunt Enlli, many pilgrims decided to call it a day and made St. Howin's Church, or the local hostelry, their final destination. And who would blame them? Bardsey Sound is approximately 2 miles wide and separates Bardsey Island from the western tip of Hearn. It is one of the most treacherous stretches of water in the UK, with the tide running at up to 10 knots. It is perhaps unsurprising, therefore, that Ynys Enlli means Island of Tides. Even today, the 20-minute boat trip can only be made in exceptionally good weather, and it is not unknown for pilgrims to be stranded on the island for days until Colin, the boatman, can get back to pick them up. It's up to you whether you end your journey here at picturesque Aberdaron and St. Howin's Church, or whether you decide to take that last perilous step to Bardsey, the island of 20,000 saints. If you do make it there, visit St. Mary's Abbey, the monastery founded by St. Cadfan, and certainly walk to the impressive lighthouse. Whilst in Aberdaron, it is well worth visiting the National Trust Visitor Centre, where you can find out more about the community's history, as well as a live projection of the Sunt. R.S. Thomas, the former poet priest of Aberdaron, wrote in his poem, The Moon in Hearn,
"In cities that have outgrown their promise, people are becoming pilgrims again. If not to this place, then to the recreation of it in their own spirits."
And that brings us to the end of our great trail. Many thanks for taking part, and we hope the pointers in this trail have helped you discover much more about our heritage in North Wales. The Our Heritage project is led by Gwynedd Council, in partnership with Conwy Council, Snowdonian National Park Authority and partners. It is part of the Heritage Tourism project led by Cadw, and is part funded by the European Regional Development Fund through the Welsh Government.